All right. So if you just take a moment to close your eyes, take a nice, full, deep breath. Ah, let's do that again. Big inhale. Just let the molecules of your body fill up and oxygenate and celebrate another breath of life. We don't have life without that breath. So just keep your breath going nice and soft and deeply, and stay inside, stay in that place where you have your special power of observation, an internal observation. And notice how you feel when the channel starts, and stay with the feeling. Allow yourself to have some different experience instead of letting your mind make a commentary along with the channel. Just let the words and the message and the love and the honoring that comes with the channel, let that wash over you with each breath. Let it bring you peace. Let it open a place in your heart that lets in the honoring that you came here to receive.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your glowing energy right here in Florida. For those of you whom we have not met, we are Aronda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here on your behalf. So we want you to understand that in this time, in this energy, in 2020, you are getting that clear vision of 2020 vision. Huh? Maybe you'll even get 2010 vision. Huh? Is that all right? Make that vision increased in that energy and in that focus. You see, the brightness and the lightness that is within you is expanding and radiating out. Huh? So how fun is that, to know that you are the connective force in this universe that is expanding the energy and acknowledging the energy and keeping it focused and keeping it clear and keeping it pure, huh? Right here in the corner of this world. Now, how many of you have felt that there has been a quickening lately? Yeah? A little quicker, a little more intense, and you get up in the morning and you automatically take a deep breath and think, whoo, what does the day handle? Does anybody feel that way? Huh? Okay, we'll talk to the four of you that talk that. Because we know the rest of you are just telling stories. Understand and know that the times are quicker. The times are... Energy is a bit more intense because the planet itself is shifting and it is acknowledging. Now, the Mother Gaia, she is fine. As you have learned, she is working, just doing her job and cycling through those patterns. The peoples of the planet, that is a bit of a different story, huh? Sometimes when you turn on the news, even on NPR, which is supposed to just be classical music and things, it now is telling you all about the trauma and the drama in the world, and you can listen to trials and impeachment and this and that and the other, and it's like, where is that cartoon station? Huh? That is what we need. We need the Disney station. Huh? You see, that is the key. And our vessel, Marilyn, we directed her to pick a card from one of the Manifesting Your Mastery Cryon decks, one of the decks of cards that they have created. She has three or four decks all put together because she just mixes everything up. Our vessel Marilyn does this. We do not ever. But she picked the same card three times. So we knew that it was for you. So when you feel that intensity, when you feel that quickening of spirit, when you turn on the news on the television and you turn on the radio or you turn to your neighbor or you turn to your friend and you find out that there's all kinds of trauma going off into their life, we want to remind you, this is from Kryon. Take a deep breath. Eternal peace. My guides, my angels, and God are always with me, so that finding peace is never more than a heartbeat away. For I am eternal peace. Take a deep breath and breathe that in. I am eternal peace. Now, you may not feel like that all of the time. So we're going to give you a tool because we are very proactive with the human being and we love human beings. And we know that you get tools to work in your toolbox and those tools help you. So in this time, in this place, in this space, in this energy, your body is actually asking for more than it has in the past. Are you aware of that? Some of you have been aware that you may be wanting to eat different foods, like if you're a vegetarian, all of a sudden you want bacon. Or if you're a meat eater, all of a sudden you want to be a vegetarian. Or there's just different energies, huh? Of course, we know that bacon is the downfall for most vegetarians. So in that energy, in that focus, when your body is asking for something, it may be just asking for a change of scenery or a change of energy. So maybe if you prefer to be eating one thing and all of a sudden you have a drive to eat another, get up and take a walk. Move your body. And as you move your body, add a mantra. I am eternal peace with each step. I am eternal peace. I am stepping into my peace. I am walking away from the chaos. You see, that gives your brain, your mind, and your body something to work on to get into the cells of the energy. I am peace. I am love. Now, what happens if you walk with those steps moving into that? Your whole body, your whole cells, your whole energy gets involved, huh? And that is what the universe is actually asking of you, is that your whole energy gets involved in what and being the light that you are. We would also ask you each day to put on your favorite music, your favorite song, your favorite energy, and just dance around the living room. Be aware when you do that sometimes furniture steps in front of you, so you don't want to trip over anything. So clear the space. So just move. We are dancing now to the song by Karen Drucker. My religion is kindness. Find it. You can do it too, huh? They should pay the Vessel Maryland and us for that advertisement. So in that energy, with that focus, know that you are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the light. You are the brightness. You are the clarification of this new dimensional realm. So that is why we are asking you to be proactive. Take care of your body. Take care of your heart. Take care of your energy. Step into eternal peace. Step into that which you are choosing to create. And every time something unlike that shows up, you can just turn to whatever it is and say, oh, thank you so much for that experience. Thank you for helping me learn. Thank you for helping me rise above that issue. And right now I am stepping into my peace. So what does that feel like to step into your peace? Put your hand on your heart. And breathe into, since you're not walking about, you can say, I am sitting
in peace. I am always in peace. I am breathing in peace. And when I stand and walk, I am walking in peace. And with the illumination getting brighter and brighter, we are grateful for you. We see you. We know that sometimes that peace is a bit fleeting, but always know you are not alone. No matter how much you try to argue that point, you are not alone. You are one with us, with Kryon, with the universe, with Source, and with you. They are all one. Woohoo! We honor you. And we are thankful to be in peace and at one with you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Adaranda sits next to me, and each time we hear from that which Adaranda calls the vessel Marilyn, with that wonderful female voice, she speaks of love and compassion and oneness over and over, year after year. It tells about who the human being truly is. It's an invitation for discovery. Discovery of that which perhaps you didn't know you had. And that's what we wish to speak of today. I would like this to be a series of channeling information, this being part one. And we're going to title it The Journey of the Human Soul. I want to give you a peek, dear ones, into who you are. I'm going to tell you, before you ever get to this planet, the kinds of things that are accomplished in so many different ways that you cannot even imagine, because you're not in that place where you operate in multidimensional ways or know the ways of spirit. You're in a dimensionality which is almost like a child. And so these things may not make that much sense, or how it's done or when it's done, but it's done. I'm going to give you some mechanics that will give you an appreciation of who you are. Every soul makes a journey for the first time to this planet. And once you arrive, dear ones, the journey begins of lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. This is your home. There are those who will say, well, occasionally there are those who will go other places for the next lifetime and return. This is how they are perceiving something that is not true. It's not the reality, it's outside of time for them, but it seems that way for them. For that which you remember esoterically does not have a time stamp. And so sometimes it's mixed up. You think it was yesterday, it was three lifetimes ago. That's the way these things seem and they work. And so the first thing I want to tell you is this: once you arrive here, dear one, you are a human on earth for the duration, until it's time to leave. And when it is time to leave and you stop then incarnating, you don't come back. So every single one who hears this or listens to me, potentially, has been here over and over, nowhere else. And so it's kind of like the school of Earth. The duration of your lives, how many times you've been here, all individual. We've even given you information that is mysterious. You incarnate together for so many lifetimes and then move on to other groups for so many lifetimes. There's always that which is planning that is also very respectful of humanity. We've told you about the system of gender change and how it respects that which is comfortable for you, and how for many, many lifetimes you would be a woman, and then there's a change and many times you'd be a man, so that you don't have that which would be coming in and not recognizing who you are, that there would be a comfortable time when you return to the planet and you again realize the gender is the same. There's a comfortability that allows you to exist more peaceful. This is for you. It makes sense. It's common sense, all of the systems. And I use the system because it's the only word you have for something which is not a system. It's simply a way of working, if you even want to call it work. The way of spirit, the way of God, if you want to say that, of the preparation of a human soul to get to this planet, of how it's treated, how you're looked at, the magnificence of who you are, and how you're seen, is far more than you know. And it's not a system. It's not even a plan. It's more like a party. When you're not here, dear ones, everything you can imagine that isn't here is added on to you. We sing your name in light. You are a piece of that which is the universe, which is God, which is the Creator, which is Spirit. Souls are not countable. And you might think, well, how do you keep track of them? And the answer is yes. There's no keeping track. That is such a human idea, that you must compartmentalize, identify, sort, and file. When a soul is not here, and that soul is with spirit, it's part of the whole of God. That God that can listen to billions of prayers all at once, the benevolence, the love, the beauty, the light, that's where the soul is. What is the identification of you? How do you then fit into that conglomeration, that soup that is God? And the answer is very well, thank you. You don't have to figure it out. The soup is enormous. That God that you barely think you know, which is so benevolent and beautiful that you are part of, has something split away that becomes your soul. And when you get to this planet, which we're going to do in part two, every bit of that is hidden. And it's discoverable with free choice. You come in neutral, dear ones. And that is the test, and that is the plan. Can you, by yourself, pull that together through lifetime after lifetime and start asking the questions where you'll discover what's there? So let me tell you what's there. Before a soul ever comes to this planet, either for the first time or the hundredth or thousandth time, it's prepared. There is a preparation to come to this corporeal form of yours. Let's talk about the soul that's coming in again. It's easier to talk about that because you'll relate to that more. The soul is you. And without what's coming next, you wouldn't even recognize that which is you. Because that which is you and is pure is angelic. It doesn't have your name. And I want to tell you something if you hadn't figured it out before. this earth of yours is very, very young and very new. And there have been so many earths before yours in this galaxy, and you've been part of it. This test that you're in right now should be little familiar to you, because so many of you have gone through this. And that, we'll get to it, is the source of your peace. If you can remember that you've done it before and what happens, you calm right down, because it's not unknown territory. I'll get there. That'll be part two. The first thing that happens to this beautiful soul is that implanted in this, yet again, becomes layers and layers and layers of earth memory. Now, you're going to call this the Akashic Record. And the Akash then would represent lifetime experiences. It's more than that. Not just lifetime experiences, but how do you explain the one who was an artist last time and is still an artist this time? That's more than a memory. Now, that becomes a function. It becomes that which is innate remembering. It has to do with mirror neurons. It has to do with muscles. It has to do with that which one corporeal remembers another. It goes beyond the Akashic Record. That's implanted as well. What you're interested in, what you've accomplished, not then what you did or how it felt, that comes later. Layers and layers of who you are starting to be implanted into that soul long before it comes to the planet. Crying, exactly when does this happen? Does this happen while I'm here? How long does that take? All of these things, dear ones, you would not understand. When I say you can reincarnate quickly, whereas before in an older energy it took a long time, that you can come back a year later. A year later. Sometimes you come back even in the same family as a grandchild. I have said this so many times. This is all changed. And yet when you're on the other side of the veil, there is no time. Years in your time can go by in a month. You see, you can't ask how long does this take. Some of you might say it's an instant. All of this takes place in the mind of God in an instant. Others would say it takes a century, and you'd both be right. It depends upon who's looking at time. Because time does not react like you think, totally and completely different from here. That's a good thing, because the preparation is complete. So abilities and things that are interesting, your consciousness of what you enjoy and what you like is in there. And you start to see this even in your children, because you realize no child is born blank. They all have stuff, if you want to call it that. And as they start developing, you see what they're glued to and interested to, and you realize it's different for every child. It's not something they learned in school or exposed to necessarily. They motivate toward it. Where did that come from, you might ask? It comes from that which they enjoyed the last time they were here. Now, some of them may pursue it, and some of them may look at it and say, I'm done. But at first, they're attracted to it. This is implanted. The reason it's implanted is for the comfort of the human, so that they don't come in blank and have to start over every single time, and instead, at some level, innate, helps them to know, I'm interested in this. This is attracting to me. Perhaps you've noticed that the ones who have art and poetry and music, composition, talent, that is so strong that sometimes they simply continue what they were doing the last lifetime. That ought to tell you something about the relative strengths of experience. playing and singing will outweigh being an accountant. That's funny. So you understand that certain attributes of spirit might even be angelic. Creativity will be first to be seen. And then come the memories. And many of these memories are what we're going to call Gaia dependent. In other words, they're not going to show up in your lifetime unless there is an alliance with the Gaia. Ask any indigenous how Gaia works with a human soul, and they'll tell you it's part of their cosmology. There must be the connection with Earth in order for you to understand the wisdom of your ancestors. That's a quote. And if you haven't had that connection and it's not part of your belief system, maybe it should be, because there's a lot missing. What if you had ancestors who wanted to speak to you? What's the vehicle? I'll tell you. It's in Gaia. That's where it is. That's where it's stored. That's the mechanism. You have had thousands of years of indigenous telling you this. And so many in this first world have thrown this away, thinking that it's trite. You ask a tree hugger, which may have no spiritual system at all except the earth, how accurate is that? And they will say, the earth is everything. It speaks to me. It calls me. It feeds me. Sings to me. And they'll be right. That is implanted in every single soul, the alliance with the planet. Then there comes the memories of what you did that would stick out. And I mean stick out, I mean that you would remember above others because they were either accomplishments of joy and beauty and sometimes your death. Krein, are you saying that all the beautiful things that we ever did are in our Akash and rememberable? And the answer is yes. Then why is it that we're going to readers and all this to dismiss the things that bother us, like the drownings and the murders and all the things that have happened to us that we keep playing over and over in tapes and tapes and in past lives and keeping us from sleeping and accomplishing things? And the answer to that, dear ones, is that in a lower energy, that's where your consciousness goes. How do you like it so far? All the good things are there. The most beautiful times a woman would ever have, the birth of a child looking in their eyes for the first time, the euphoria of romance, all of these things are there. Feeling good is something that is very, very spiritual, dear ones. It's natural. It's blessed. Why aren't you feeling those things? And the answer is because you chose a lower consciousness. And that, my dear friends, is changing. Some of you are going to start remembering the good stuff. It's interesting and it's funny. There will be those who remember the good stuff and are bouncing around the walls and crying in joy and saying, what's wrong with me? We've got to go see a doctor. So then there will be happy doctors. You go to when you're too happy. These are the things humans do, because you'll think something's wrong with you when you start to become balanced, because you've never been balanced. You've always gone to the negative, and that is the nature that we speak of that starts to change and starts to shift. It's already started, but an old soul expects it. An old soul is starting to learn how to create it. Create it. Go in and mine the good things and suppress the things that you do not want to surface. It's your Akash. Has anyone told you you have power over your own Akash? You do. There are so many who want to tell you you have no power over anything. The worst one is when they say your body just does what it does. You watch it. You are in control of absolutely everything. That is a learning experience. That is a higher consciousness exercise. It's all there. You come in equipped. All this information, all these mechanics, if you want to say, are starting to be implanted right now in this story in your soul. The best things that happen, the most challenging things that happened, all there for you to balance. Wisdom. The wisdom that you've seen and experienced, even the wisdom you've cast away, is there. All of it. Nothing is missing. There are those who say, well, in the Akashic record, you know, only certain things survive the system of dying and rebirth. And that is not so. It's all there. It accumulates. And it accumulates in a way that sorts itself for magnificence. It's the human being who comes in and decides to resort it into misery. I just told you one of the keys for happiness is to get rid of the sorting system that you decided was good for you. That's free choice. That sorting system is called high consciousness. When you start to put away the things that bother you, that age you, that worry you, that make you a little nuts, and start seeing them in a bigger picture. Start understanding that when it comes to your life, you're in total control of how you think, how you believe, how you sleep, and that it's okay to wake up happy. It's all right to put your feet on the floor and say, thank you, God, this day is a good one, just like the last one. And if there are challenges that come my way, let me understand them and use my wisdom to solve them. And let me move out of a challenge without remembering it as an issue or a problem, so that I'm peaceful with all things. This is the balance that comes to you from what is implanted in your soul. Your soul comes equipped, dear ones, for balance. Oh, and there's more. The big one, and then I'll stop. Even before I get to karma, which we'll talk about in part two, or contracts, which I'll talk about in part two, the big one. How can you understand that the basic baseline of you is God? Your scriptures all have alluded to it. Made in his image is a metaphor. That God which you've assigned the gender to, which you always do because everything is genderized for a human, you're saying you are an image of that which is God. Made in his image means made in love. You are a piece of that which is God. Because your very soul connected to the whole of God. And when you start reaching out to discuss with your own higher self, how much of that can I pull in to a corporeal, four-dimensional being? And your higher self will smile at you and say, I thought you'd never ask. And into you will start to be poured things that every single cell of your body will rejoice with. It'll recognize health, well-being, happiness, peace, coherence, all the things that are divine. For you to assume and imbue to whatever extent you can, however fast you can absorb it or want to, it becomes who you are. That's the beauty. Every single one of you is an angel, everyone. In training, you might say, to start absorbing that which has always been you. I'll be back. It continues. This is the story of the magnificent human being. And so it is.